Dear faithful, we have today the feast of Saint Philomena, who is very peculiar and singular saint among all the canonized persons in the history of the Church. Our Church has had numerous holy persons, virgins, martyrs, confessors, who have led a holy and good life on this earth, but who have left no trace at all of their holiness to be remembered by us Catholics. It's only really few persons who have ever been canonized, that is, raised as to our altars, that we might through them sanctify and give thanks to God, our Creator. But Saint Philomena, who remained unknown for Catholics for centuries, she is peculiar among God's saints, because she truly wanted to be rediscovered by Christians in the later times. It was in the year 1802 when in Rome they were making an investigation by the sacred catacombs, when the workers discovered a sepulchral stone which was remarkably singular among all the others. This sepulchral stone carried in itself several symbols, which were allusions that the person who was buried here had gone through the martyrdom. And it also bore many symbols that she was a young person and a holy virgin. And when the stone was removed, the sacred relics of this unknown saint appeared, and close to, near to it, there was a vase which was extremely thin material, and one half of it was broken, and the sides were encrusted with dried blood. And when the workers saw that dried blood, they were certain that this was a tomb of a martyr, because it had been pious custom of early Christians that whenever somebody from their midst suffered martyrdom, they collected the blood to be kept in a vase. And if they, because of persecutions, could not do the job themselves, they asked pagans or even executioners themselves to do this job and collect the blood of the martyrs for them. So this blood, which the martyrs so generously offered to their heavenly Father, like our Lord had offered his precious blood, would be a holy relic to them. So you see, dear faithful, that ever since in the first centuries, the Christians honored and venerated the relics of the holy martyrs, because these holy people had gone through the sacrifices and pains and death, all because of the great love they had for their to their Creator. So when the workers found this vase with dried blood in it, they took greatest care that they took the blood into the better container. And for that purpose, they used a crystal urn and put the small particles of dried blood into this crystal urn. But then they witnessed a miracle. These particles seemed to sparkle from them, and all of the sudden the urn which contained these relics was seemed to be sparkling with diverse colors. Some of the colors saw like gold, some were silver, some were like diamonds, rubies, or emeralds. So it was truly a strange but wonderful phenomenon. And the workers who saw that knew that this martyr, who had been hidden for so many centuries, she must have been truly precious in the eyes of God, who now revealed the tomb and this saint through the miracle of holy light. So these witnesses were pious persons, and they realized and took good care of collecting the relics, which later were officially sanctified by the Holy Church. and the eventually the place where this great discovery had taken place became an object of pilgrimage, and many pious people saw this great miracle of a crystal vase being sparkled with diverse colors. But one time it happened that a person who was deeply anti-religious and who was a truly great sinner, he came to visit the shrine, and when as soon as he put his eyes on the crystal vase, the vase seemed to disappear, all its light, and the terrified eyes of those who witnessed it saw that in the sacred urn only about a little bit of ordinary earth. And this miracle soon disappeared when the person who looked unworthily of the sacred urn went away, and he died very suddenly shortly afterwards. And everybody realized that this person, because of his evilness, was not worthy to even look at the holy relics of Saint Philomena. Dear faithful, this day very much should make us, first of all, appreciate the great work which the saints have done in making the Catholic Church triumph on earth. The saints, they were no different persons than we are. They had their same troubles. They had faced the persecution. They had to make hard choices in life. But they were courageous confessors and martyrs of Christ because of love. These saints, like Saint Philomena, they had great love towards Jesus Christ. And Saint Philomena was one of those countless martyrs who rather gave up and shed her own blood than gave up confessing Christ as her master, creator, and savior. Let us always remember that through these kind of miracles which God sheds for us, he wants to tell us about his love. No sacrifice which we make on this earth is too great for us if we truly have the love towards God. And also that those who ridicule the saints or relics, let us remember that they are not worthy to see God. Catholics, we need to keep the memory of saints alive. We have to love them, and it's good also to study them, study their lives and heroism in confessing Christ and suffering death rather than commit apostasy. And then we also get graces to imitate them on this life of tears, so that we might shed the glorious light of them in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.